You're listening to SBS News.
Uganda is screening people for the Ebola virus at a town close to its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo after a 5-year-old boy and his 50-year-old grandmother became the first cross-border victims of the disease. Uganda's health minister says it's highly likely more cases will cross the border.
The Ebola outbreak in the DRC is still going on, and by today we have over 2,000 confirmed cases. And so the probability of more cases crossing over from the DRC into Uganda is very high. And so apart from the cases that we already have in country, many other cases may come into the country.
Another person in Uganda has tested positive for the highly contagious disease that's killed nearly 1,400 people in the DRC. The World Health Organization says the boy who died was part of a Congolese family who crossed into Uganda earlier in the week. The new case is the boy's 3-year-old brother, who's been isolated at a hospital in Kasese near the border. His parents are also under observation.
We are keeping a very close eye on the family because we have a complete family that came in from the DRC with this lady, together with her husband, who are very close contacts of the first case that passed away. So we are keeping a very close watch. For now, they have not developed any signs and symptoms, and the teams are monitoring them very closely.
Authorities are trying to determine how the family exposed to the virus via a sick relative in Congo managed to cross a border where health officials have been screening millions of travellers for months. This has become the second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history since the first cases were declared in August. In Uganda, mass gatherings, including market days and prayers, have been cancelled. The country has preemptively vaccinated around 4,700 health workers against the disease to lower the risk of Ebola spreading. But Kampala resident Suraj Walasimbi says people in the capital aren't too worried because Kasese is far away.
I don't see any preparedness because people are moving freely and I think they are not aware. Yeah, though they know it is a very dangerous disease and it is happening. When you consider Kampala and Kasese, people see it as far and it is not their concern, I would say, unless when a close relative has been contracted with such a disease.
The World Health Organization is meeting to decide whether this Ebola outbreak constitutes a global emergency. Save the Children spokesman Alan McDonald is in Uganda and says whatever is decided at the meeting, international assistance is vital if the outbreak is to be contained.
It's been going on for a year now, but hasn't been brought under control and is still spreading as fast as ever. So it's clear that whatever the status of the global emergency, we really need more diplomatic political attention on the crisis to make sure that funds are available for responding.
Felicity Davey, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.